Welcome to the Anxious Attachment Solution. I am your host, Life Coach Amberlynn. I teach women how to take back their brain from anxious attachment patterns with love and compassion. It is my mission to help every anxiously attached woman understand their brain, stop the anxious cycle, and finally feel confident and secure in who they are so they can live the life they want. I'm so glad you're here with me today. Hello there, and welcome to Anxious Attachment Solution, episode 37. On today's podcast, I'm going to be talking about anxious attachment and our strong need to do something right now. You know that moment that happens when you need to take action right away? Have you ever been in a breakup where you felt the intense need to reach out to that person, whether it be for clarification, understanding, or closure? Or to just make sure they still will talk to you? Have you ever been in a situation where you or your partner get into a disagreement and you know they are upset at you, so you have to hurry up and make them feel better to make sure that they don't leave you, or you have a misunderstanding, so you feel the need to justify yourself or defend yourself right away? Reaching out, seeking understanding, seeking validation. You can't explain it. You just feel like you have to do something. You have to reach out to the other person for reassurance, for validation, for understanding. You just can't stop. I know the feeling. I've been there. These moments can range from something so small, from a text or a lack of a text, a change of plans, to big moments like breakups. This urgency comes up when our anxious attachment is triggered. I remember instances when I was dating and someone wouldn't text me in the time frame I wanted them to. I felt the urge to reach out. I felt like, here we go again, it's happening. I remember when I would overthink or overanalyze a date. I kept thinking it didn't go well, constantly critiquing myself, critiquing the date. So I wanted to call them or reach out and see how they felt it went. During a breakup, I remember the urge or desire to reach out to them. So strong. It was so strong. So intense. My heart and my body felt like I was going to die. My feelings were so intense. They were so strong. I also always believed my feelings. During these situations, I believed my feelings were true. If I had this feeling, it must be true. It must mean I have to reach out. I must have to connect with them. I must really, really love them. I really won't be able to live without them. The hard part about trusting our gut or our feelings as anxiously attached people is that we have to clarify, is this my gut, my intuition, or is this fear because of my anxious attachment? You see, our anxious attachment can be triggered or activated in situations where we think something is going wrong, where we think or perceive people are going to reject us or abandon us or not like us, and especially during breakups. And definitely a breakup, because it's our brain's biggest fear coming true. Someone is actually rejecting us and leaving us. Here is the tricky part. We don't always hear our brain going to the worst case scenario. Sometimes the worst case scenario thoughts are covered up with thoughts like, they don't like me. I'm not good enough. See, I knew I was too much. See, I'm too needy. However, these thoughts all lead to our biggest fear. Our fear thoughts are, they won't stay, they're going to leave, they won't love me, they don't love me, and they don't accept me. When I'm working with women who experience this primal panic, this urgency to hurry up and do something now, they tell me, I want to just not reach out. I want to not feel crazy when I don't reach out. So what I hear them saying is they feel crazy when their emotions are high and their brain is consumed with anxious thoughts that make them want to reach out. They don't want to reach out in a needy way. Before I teach you these concepts, I want you to keep in mind, as I teach these concepts separately, they are simultaneously happening at once inside our body. So much is happening at one time inside of our body when we feel this intense urge, to do something. That's half why we feel crazy, is because we are having so much input from our brain and our nervous system at one time. So though I describe these concepts and I teach these concepts separately, it's happening all at once in our body. I will do my best to break it down, but know when our anxious attachment is triggered, we have a lot of things happening at once, which creates the overwhelm and the primal panic. So a few concepts that I teach my clients when it comes to the urge to do something right now. One, I teach them about this feeling called primal panic and where it comes from. Two, I teach them that all feelings are true, but the thoughts creating them are not always true. Three, I teach them about their thought cycle and how the thoughts they are thinking right then are creating more fear on top of their primal panic. Four, I teach them about the urge cycle and how our brain is seeking immediate relief and how this isn't actually helpful in stopping our cycle, but yet how it repeats the cycle. So, one, I teach them about this intense feeling called primal panic and where it comes from. When our anxious attachment triggers our deep-rooted fear thoughts, we go into what psychologists call primal panic, an anxiety, hyper-aroused state due to fear that we are going to be abandoned or rejected. We feel this because we have anxious attachment and our brain is perceiving the breakup, the miscommunication, as the potential loss of a deep connection of the person we love. We are having a flood of anxious or fear-filled thoughts. Since every thought creates a feeling, these thoughts create a lot of feelings at once, so they feel really intense. These intense, uncomfortable emotions tell the brain we are in real physical danger, sending us into primal panic. Our brain can't differentiate emotional pain from physical pain, so it feels the need and urgency to do something. When we have so many feelings, we become overwhelmed and our brain becomes consumed with the problem. We feel so many emotions, we can't always identify them all, but we know it's a problem and we're not okay. And since our brain feels like we are dying, we have a strong need to hurry up and feel better. I teach my clients to neutralize this primal panic by thinking about it as just an urge, even though it feels like an urge on steroids. I teach my clients that primal panic is essentially the urge. It's an urgency to do something. Thinking we can't handle these feelings, thinking that we won't survive this, thinking that this pain is too much to bear, thinking this panic is too much, will not help us when our anxious attachment is triggered, because all of those thoughts are creating even more unhelpful feelings that add fuel to our panic. All of those thoughts add more fear, creating more internal panic and chaos in our brain. This urge is so intense because our brain is literally perceiving the emotional pain as physical danger, and it sends our brain into a panic response. We feel it as the urge to do something now. Typically, we have the urge to do something that makes us feel better in that moment. So we have to calm ourselves and remind ourselves that even though we are having a lot of anxious thoughts and our body is filled with so much anxiety, we are actually physically safe in this moment. We have to show our brain that the truer fear is coming from our thoughts and that we are not being physically threatened. We are safe. We are not actually dying. I want you to know, I know how it feels. I know you are saying, but Amber, it feels so bad. I just want to feel better. This totally sucks and I don't like feeling like I can't survive this. I want you to know I see you, I hear you, and I promise once you learn how to support your brain and your thoughts and yourself during these situations, you will be able to survive this. You are stronger than you feel right now. And what is actually happening is that your body and your brain behind the scene is filled with so much fear. So if you think of that, of course you are feeling an urge to do something right now. Of course, all of your feelings are valid. The next thing I teach my clients is that all feelings are true, but the thoughts creating them are not always true. What if I told you that all the thoughts that you think are optional, and you get to decide which to keep and which to turn down the volume on, which to grow and nurture, and which to call out and say that's BS? Also, something to note in this section is we often have thoughts that we call feelings. So a lot of clients that I work with, they start with, I feel like I should text him. I feel like I should reach out to them. I feel like I will never find love again. Those are not actually feelings. Those are thoughts. So pay attention when those come up in the feeling line. Those are not feelings. Those are thoughts. I teach my clients that their thoughts create their feelings. So even if we think untrue thoughts like I'm not lovable, nobody's ever going to love me, we don't know that that's true. Our brain wants to show us and give us proof and evidence that it's true, but we don't actually know it's true. But now it's really created that true fear of abandonment or unlovability in our body. So now the feeling that it created is real. When we have this urgency and this panic feeling, it's often being fueled by thoughts that feel true and real, but are not actually 100% true. Thoughts like, I'm hard to love. No one will ever love me. My partner is going to leave me. If my partner leaves me, no one will ever love me like they did. They are my one and only true love. I'm going to die without their love. See, I am too much, or I am not enough. I will never be enough. Us with anxious attachment, our biggest fear is fear of abandonment and rejection. And it creates the urgency. And those feelings are being fueled by these thoughts that feel very real to us because our own belief in our lovability, because of our own experiences. But what if I told you all of these thoughts are optional and we do not have to keep choosing these stories? We don't have to believe we are hard to love. We don't have to believe we are too much or not enough. We can choose to change these stories. We can change these thoughts, or at least drop them and tell our brain that it's not true, no matter what evidence our brain wants to show us. We can talk back to our brain and say, I choose to believe I'm lovable. I choose to believe in love and someone's ability to love me. I choose to believe I am enough. Because what happens is that when we have these feelings or these untrue thoughts that create the feelings that we have now are true and real, and we have to take the time to feel them. I teach my clients about their thought cycle and how their thoughts they are thinking in that moment are creating more fear on top of their primal panic. All of the thoughts like, I'm too hard to love, no one will ever love me, my partner is going to leave me, if my partner leaves me, no one will ever love me, you know, all of those thoughts have now created real feelings in your body. Rejection, overwhelm, panic, fear are now in your body and your mind, created by those overwhelming, anxious, overthinking thoughts, the worst case scenario thoughts. That is why you feel so panicked and you feel urgency to do something. All of those unhelpful, fear-filled thoughts create overwhelm, fear, and ultimately panic. So I teach my clients that now we need to comfort the fear and the urgency and call it out. We have to understand that it is our thoughts, not our circumstances, not the event that triggered our anxious attachment, that create our feelings. It is our thoughts that create our feelings. It is our thought about what happened that are creating our feelings. It's not that they broke up with us. It is what are we making the breakup mean? It's not that they're not texting us back, but what are we making it mean? All of those thoughts. It is not that they are that they reached out to me or that they didn't reach out to me. It's what are you making it mean? It's what you make those thoughts mean and what you think about those that create your feelings. When you can really understand that, it is when you can really understand that your thoughts create your feelings, that you have an upper hand on managing your mind and your emotions during an anxious attachment trigger. Because until we understand and just more than like thinking about it and knowing, oh yeah, my thoughts cause my feelings, but really understanding that your thoughts create your feelings and it's not the circumstance that happened, will you be able to really manage your mind and your emotions during an anxious attachment trigger? But guess what? Even after you know your thoughts cause your feelings, you've thought these thoughts and now you have these feelings. So now you have these feelings because of all of these thoughts. What do? Here is where we grow our capacity for uncomfortable and hard emotions for us anxiously attached. We have to learn to sit with and feel that fear without reacting, without buffering, or shutting down. I want you to know that I understand how scary this is and how scary it sounds, so I want you to know that you can survive this. This feeling is literally a sensation, a vibration in your body. So sit with it. Breathe through it. Where do you feel it? How does it feel? Or what does it feel like in your body? Name it. For me, I feel fear. I feel it in my chest. My heart is racing. My brain is racing. My palms are sweaty. I feel the need to move. My breath is rapid. My back tightens. Once you feel it in your body and name it, talk to it, comfort it. I feel panic because I'm thinking. Insert what you're thinking. How human of me to feel this fear and this panic, because my brain is telling me, fill in the blank. We have to sit with the fear, which is the hardest part of our brain and our body, because we believe the fear to be true. When we learn how to know, we can feel the fear and know the fear is being created by thoughts that aren't true, we can call it out. We can comfort ourselves and stop ourselves from needing to shut down or become reactive. We can take away the urgency to react. Learning to sit with these feelings of fear, learning to sit with these feelings of rejection, learning to sit with these uncomfortable feelings and grow our capacity to process them and know that we're not actually going to die and that we will survive this will allow us to calm our brain and slow the urgency, like slow down the urgency. And then we become less reactive. We become less filled with fear. Finally, I teach my clients about the urge cycle and how it leads to fake or false relief when we give into urgency. One of my clients was like, Amber, I take this action because I feel such relief after. Well, let me share a little bit about that relief that you feel. Those of us with anxious attachment, when triggered and feel this urgency, typically without thinking, we either shut down, which psychology calls this a deactivating strategy. We shut down in order to self-preserve or seek reassurance. Reach out. Psychology calls this a hyperactivating strategy. We do this because our anxious attachment cycle has been activated and we feel uncomfortable and don't want to feel this way anymore. When we don't sit with our feelings, when we believe all of our thoughts is used to these panic thoughts, we immediately shut down or seek reassurance. Our brain gets a hit of relief because we're taking action to feel better. Often though, what we impulsively do when our anxious attachment triggers is often not what we would choose to do if we were not in such a panic. Most of us seeking genuine love and connection. Shutting down, shutting people out, or not communicating in hopes of self-preservation is not out of love. It's not out of connection, but fear and uncertainty. Seeking reassurance, defending ourselves, needing for in-the-moment problem-solving in these moments are not coming from love and connection, but fear and uncertainty. How do we know if we are engaged in the urge cycle? Ask yourself these three questions. Are you reacting or acting out of fear and urgency? Do you have unfelt feelings? Are you overthinking and overanalyzing the situation? If so, then you are probably in the urge cycle and just trying to take any action to feel better now. The thing is with this reaction or urge relief cycle, it is only temporary relief, often providing momentary relief that leads to another anxious attachment cycle shortly after. Because this relief is a false sense of relief, because it does not handle or confront the actual root of the problem, which is your thoughts that you're having about what just happened that caused your anxious attachment trigger and your fear of abandonment. So what do? You learn how to feel the fear. You learn how to feel the rejection. You learn how to sit with your feelings and become a safe place for all of your feelings. You do a thought download. What happened? What does this mean? What is my brain making this mean? How does it make me feel? You feel urgency to do what right now? Why? What do you think you'll get if you react that way or respond that way right now? What if this wasn't urgent? What if the thought creating this fear wasn't true? Would you still feel the urge to do something right now? If you could choose what you would do in this moment, what would you do? If you felt like you had a choice in how you responded, how would you respond? So when I'm working with people on the urgency to hurry up and do something now, I remind them and I teach them about primal panic and where it comes from and how it comes from our anxious thoughts and our fear-filled thoughts. I teach them that all feelings are true because they're created by the thoughts that we're thinking, but to question our thoughts. Because not all the thoughts we are thinking are true. So not all the thoughts that our brain gives us are true, but every thought that we think creates feelings inside of our body that have to be felt. I teach them about their thought cycle and how the thought they are thinking about what happened is what creates their feeling. It's not the actual circumstance or the situation that creates their feelings. And that thought cycle often is filled with fear of abandonment or fear of rejection that just creates more fear and anxiety. I teach them about the urge cycle and how the immediate relief that we are seeking actually continues the cycle and how it doesn't stop it. If you want to learn more about how to work with me, email me at amberlynn@takingbackherbrain.com or follow me on IG at Anxious Attachment Solution and DM me. I offer everyone a free 1-hour consultation so you can ask all of your questions about life coaching and I can share my program with you. So if you have any questions, schedule a consultation. I can't wait to start working with you and help you take back your brain from anxious attachment and manage all of the emotions and fear that come with it so that you can live a life from love and connection instead of living a life out of fear and uncertainty. Thank you for joining me on today's podcast. I look forward to it. Thank you for joining me today. You are going to want my free guide on how to calm your anxious attachment. So head over to my Instagram, Taking Back Her Brain, and grab it. If this podcast resonated with you, I would really appreciate if you would rate and share it. If you have any questions or want to know more about how to work with me, I would love to hear from you. you can email me at amberlynn@takingbackherbrain.com. Can't wait to